away.
Thank you, Austin. Good morning and welcome to more basketball here on ASDP. We've got the Sandpoint Eagles boys team against the New Haven Malamutes boys team. Both these teams had big convincing wins yesterday, so they look like two of the best teams in the tournament here. They're facing off here on a Thursday morning, so this ought to be a great game. Starters for Sandpoint: Anthony Webster, Joseph Ortega, Ryder Gunderson, Carl Smith, and Jesse Starnes. And for New Haven, Eric Hill, Jared Payne, Matthew Tretikoff, Paul Clay, and Josh Clark. Josh Clark, 6'4", jumping center against Carl Smith here for the Sandpoint Eagles. And the tap is thrown up, and we're already underway. And the ball will belong to New Haven to start things off. It'll be inbounded by Matthew Tretikoff, who is a prolific scorer. He hit a whole bunch of threes and a bunch of other fancy behind-the-back passes. Then 6'4" Clark also did a lot of damage for New Haven yesterday. The offense is run here for the first time, and the ball will be out of bounds after it's knocked out of bounds there. A little tussle underneath the basket. New Haven will have the ball under their own basket. Matthew Tretikoff throws it in, gets it to Clark, right back to Tretikoff for three in the corner. No good. Nice rebound hauled down there by Ryder Gunderson for Sandpoint. Joseph Ortega across to Smith. Three-pointer put up there by Anthony Webster. No good. Rebound taken down by New Haven. Kind of switch gears here, going from a girls' game to a boys' game. New Haven on the drive down the lane. Matthew Tretikoff, he misses the shot. Rebound hauled out of there by Jesse Starnes. Quickly the other way, all the way down the court. Starnes just loses the ball. New Haven picks it up. They come quickly the other way. Matthew Tretikoff across to Paul Clay, underneath to Eric Hill. Eric Hill to Clark, up and in for Josh Clark. Looks like Eric Hill got away with a walk there, but Josh Clark with the first bucket of the morning, and it's 2-0 New Haven. Anthony Webster on the dribble for Sandpoint. He down right side, kicks it off to Starnes, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken up by Paul Clay. The ball almost knocked out of his hand. Regained here for New Haven. And we are underway with rapid action up and down the floor. Tretikoff, Matthew Tretikoff, brings it down underneath to Clark. Clark from the baseline. 10-footer is good. Josh Clark has 4 points, and it's 4-0. New Haven ahead. There's a three-pointer put up by Anthony Webster. No good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Gunderson. Ryder Gunderson. Nice shot from the kind of the left side out there, just inside the three-point line. Ryder Gunderson with two, and it's a 4-2 ball game. A lot of the students have filtered in. There's almost a nice steal by Carl Smith. New Haven, they're having to really shift gears. They had an easy win yesterday, and they're going against a much better team here. Very talented team from Sandpoint. Sandpoint really the same way. They had an easy win yesterday, and they're going to be challenged greatly by New Haven. This ought to be a great ball game. New Haven inbounds it here. Matthew Tretikoff has it. Ball's knocked away, taken out of there by Joseph Ortega for Sandpoint. Gets it ahead now to Ryder Gunderson. Lays it up and in. And Ryder Gunderson has tied the game up. He's got all four. So far it's Gunderson 4 and Josh Clark 4. 4-4. Early going, Matthew Tretikoff on the dribble out front. Drives down the lane, puts up a wild runner, no good. Rebound hauled out of there by Anthony Webster. Webster gets it to Ortega. Ortega to Starnes. Out front to Carl Smith. Wide open three, and he shot an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll be New Haven ball. 5:14 to go in the first quarter, and the score is 4-4. Matthew Tretikoff brings it down. Gets it right side to Jared Payne. Out front to Eric Hill. Back to Tretikoff. Paul Clay, three-pointer. He shoots an air ball. Both teams a little bit rusty here to start the game as far as the long outside shooting. There's a long three-pointer by Webster, and that one's in. Well, he had a long time to measure that one, and he put it up and in. He's got his first three. Anthony Webster, 7-4. Sandpoint with the lead. Now a nice drive up the lane there, Matthew Tretikoff. as his shot blocked by Starnes, goes out of bounds. New Haven will inbound it now. Play inside to Josh Clark. Turns, has the ball knocked out of his hand. Picked up by Anthony Webster, who throws it off the foot of a player, and we've got Coach Brandon Smith up off the bench calling a timeout for Sandpoint. Well, this has been furious, fast and furious here in the first 3.5 minutes of this first quarter. 7-4, Sandpoint with the lead. It's going to be a challenge for New Haven because they only have six players here, so this is going to be a hard-fought, fast-paced game, and they've got nobody really to substitute. One young man to come in off the bench if somebody gets tired. But it's going to be a physical challenge here for New Haven. Sandpoint has four players to come in off the bench. Ortega brings it in now after the timeout. Ryder Gunderson in the corner to Smith. He shoots a long one, misses. Starnes with the rebound, up and in. Nice rebound and put back by Jesse Starnes, his first two, and it's a 9-4 Sandpoint lead. Long three-pointer, no good by Matthew Tretikoff. Anthony Webster had the ball. He drops it out of bounds, stomps the ground. He's really frustrated with himself. He had the rebound, but then he just lost the handle on it. So New Haven will have it. Josh Clark on the runner on the baseline. Nice shot up and in by Matthew Tretikoff. His first two. He had almost 30 points yesterday in the ballgame. His first two here. Starnes for three on the other end. No good. Rebound Matthew Tretikoff. He's pushed by Anthony Webster. So 9-6 now. Sandpoint with a three-point lead. It'll be New Haven ball after that foul on Anthony Webster. Matthew Tretikoff will bring it down for the Malamutes. Gives it off to Jared Payne. Payne over to Tretikoff. Tretikoff, long three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken down by Starnes. Jared Payne was reaching in for the rebound. The two collided hard. Jared Payne is in pain. His left shoulder is really hurting him. He's toughening it out. He's going to stay in the ballgame. And it'll be Sandpoint ball. That was a foul on Payne, his first foul. So with 3:30 to go in the first quarter, here comes Starnes. Nice bounce pass to Webster. Lays it up off the backboard. No good. Rebound down to New Haven. Matthew Tretikoff. Three-pointer would tie it up here. Tretikoff on the dribble out front. Works his way down the lane. Puts up a wild shot. No good. Rebound taken down by Starnes. He is hotly contested, but he gets out of there with the ball. Now he's going to drive. Nice pass to Ortega. Ortega is going to be called for the travel. So often these guys are beyond the three-point line. They make a fake, and they take off before they put the ball on the floor, and the referees, seems like sometimes they see it, sometimes they don't. Traveling on Ortega. New Haven with the ball. There's a three-pointer. I think that Matthew Tretikoff might have been fouled. No call. Missed the shot. Here comes Jared Payne driving down the lane. Little scoop shot up and in by Jared Payne. And it's 9-8. New Haven back within one. Ortega ahead to Ryder Gunderson. Back up front, Jesse Starnes. Guarded by Eric Hill. Dribbles it in. Nice pass over to Carl Smith. Jumper is good by Carl Smith. Got a 12-footer there off the left side of the basket. Back to the three-point lead now for Sandpoint. Jared Payne down the lane. Puts a shot up. Misses it. Put back attempt by Josh Clark. No good. And we've got a collision on the side. Going to be a blocking foul on Eric Hill. Joseph Ortega was taking it up the court. Eric Hill says that he's hurt. He's going to have to come out of the ball game, and you're going to have Jaden Tretikoff coming into the game. Eric Hill sprained his ankle there. He's holding it on the sideline. So Sandpoint, after that foul, will have the ball. 2:19 to go here in the first quarter. Webster down underneath to Starnes. Starnes, little turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound down off the hand of Paul Clay and out of bounds. Big height advantage here in some ways for New Haven with the 6'4". Josh Clark, inbound pass thrown away here by Sandpoint. It'll be Matthew Tretikoff bringing it down. Jared Payne. Payne open for three. No good. Rebound down to Jaden Tretikoff. He loses it. picked up by Carl Smith. Dan Point will have it once again. There goes Starn down the lane. Nice shot up and in by Jesse Starn. He's got four. 13-8 now. 5-point lead for Dan Point. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Long shot put up and in. Three-pointer by Matthew Tretikoff. He has got kind of out of the doldrums here yet today, but he just hit a three-pointer. Maybe that'll do it. There's a nice three-pointer by Anthony Webster. He's got 6 points. And it's 16-11, so teams match three-pointers these last two trips down the floor. Inside to Josh Clark. Puts it up with the left-hander. Nice shot, Josh Clark. They need to work it into him. He's got a height advantage. He's been able to get 6 points already in the ball game. They can get it into him. Ortega inside to Ryder Gunderson. Out to Smith for three. Nothing but net for Carl Smith. And the teams are starting to heat it up a little bit now, hitting those three-pointers. 19-13, 6-point lead now for Sandpoint. Comes Tretikoff up the lane, lays it up and in. Nice drive by Matthew Tretikoff. And he's got 7 points. We're only 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Starnes driving down. Puts up a wild shot, and they're going to call him for traveling. The ball will go back here to New Halen. 19-15. New Halen has the ball. 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. New Halen runs their offense. Matthew Tretikoff out front, guarded by Stearns. Tretikoff fires up a three. No good. Rebound. Battle for underneath there. A little bit of contact. No call. Here comes Ryder Gunderson. Left-handed pass. Stolen away by Josh Clark. Ahead to Jared Payne. And Payne is fouled as he tries to run it out there. Just 3.5 seconds to go on the clock. Foul's going to give New Halen the ball. Just 3.5 seconds to go. Matthew Tretikoff, he'll inbound it to Payne, right back to Tretikoff, down to Jaden Tretikoff for three, no good, as the buzzer sounds. That one would have made it close, but we've come to the end of the first quarter, and the score is 19-15, Sandpoint in the lead. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back for the second quarter.
Great game so far, as Sandpoint holds on to the lead at the end of the first quarter by four. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to the sponsors who make these games happen. Aleutians Eastboro and the cities of Sandpoint and King Cove, the Alaska Commercial Stores in Sandpoint and King Cove. Also a big thank you to Gould & Sons in King Cove and the Barefooting in Cold Bay, to Alaska and Peninsula Airlines, and thank you to the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint, the Schumigan and King Cove Corporations, wonderful sponsors of KSDP, and to you, the listener. Thanks for tuning in. It's a tight match right now. Sandpoint's up by four against New Halen. New Halen, always a great squad and tough to beat, so we'll see what happens as we go into the second quarter. Jeff Swanson providing outstanding coverage. And again, apradio.org. Find us on the web for all the information about Sandpoint and the Aleutians Eastboro. All right, here we go. Jeff Swanson for second quarter action at the Sockeye Classic.
And welcome back to the Sockeye Classic here in Naknek. It'll be Sandpoint ball to start the second quarter. Ryder Gunderson inbounds it. Gets it to Anthony Webster on the dribble. Jumper as he goes down the right side, puts it up and in. Anthony Webster, nice jump shot there. He's got 8 points in the game, and it's 21-15. New Halen on the other end, underneath to Josh Clark. Clark tries to go to the basket. A little bit of contact, no call. He missed the shot, and it'll be Sandpoint ball again. Jumper on the baseline. Air ball put up there by Anthony Webster. And underneath the battle for the rebound, the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of New Halen, and it'll come back here to Sandpoint. Ortega will inbound it underneath his own basket. Bounces it into Jesse Starnes, covered closely by Jared Payne. Gets it back out front to Joseph Ortega. Right side to Ryder Gunderson. Tried to pass it inside. It knocked away by a New Halen player and picked up by the Malamutes. Here comes Matthew Tretikoff. Wide open for three. Tretikoff, no good. Around the rim and out. Picked up by Jesse Starnes. Starnes back to Ortega. And Ortega will bring it across midcourt. Guarded here by Jaden Tretikoff. Ortega into the middle. Wide open jumper. No good. Rebound. Josh Clark. gets it to Tretikov. He's going to run. Tretikov down the lane. Bumped as he shoots the shot. No foul. Can't quite believe they didn't call a foul there. Ball finally picked up by Josh Clark. He shoots and misses. And here comes Anthony Webster. Webster loses the ball out of bounds, and it's going to belong to New Haven. Again, as he went down the free throw lane there, a little bit of contact. Webster lost the ball out of bounds. No call, and it's New Haven ball. Jared Payne for the Malamutes. Drives down the lane, passes it back out to Tretikov. Right side, Paul Clay underneath the Josh Clark. Josh almost loses it. Finally gathers the ball back in. Gets it back out front to Jared Payne. Left side, Tretikov. They left him wide open for three. He's off the mark. Matthew Tretikov was shooting lights out yesterday, but a little bit cold here this morning. Has hit 1 3-pointer and has 7 points, but not hitting it like he sometimes does. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong here to 10 points. Shot put up. Missed by Ryder Gunderson. Rebound to Paul Clay of New Haven. We played about 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Jared Payne thought about the three. Drives the lane. Misses. Rebound Jesse Starnes for Sandpoint. He's got the ball, brings it out of there. Down the court, behind the back, up the lane. Behind the back pass to Ryder Gunderson, who almost lost it. Get it to Webster. Webster turns and shoots and scores. Anthony Webster with 10 points in the ball game, and it's a 23-15 lead, 8-point lead, Sandpoint. Matthew Tretikov, right side, Jared Payne. He's going to drive. Tries to get it to Clark, stolen away by Jesse Starnes. Comes Starnes. Nice play. Misses the shot, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds, and it's going to go to, they're going to call it a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to be for New Haven. The referee wasn't sure really who that ball was off, so he just called it a toss-up. Possession arrow is going to go to New Haven. Jared Payne will bring it down for the Malamutes. Jade Tretikov drives, puts a shot up, blocked. Blocked by Carl Smith. Out of bounds. It'll belong here to New Haven. Matthew Tretikov will throw it in. Tretikov slaps the ball. Throws it way out front to Paul Clay. Inside to Clark. Clark wide open. Underneath the basket. Lays it up and in. Josh Clark has 8 points. And it's a 6-point ball game. Sandpoint with the ball and the lead. And we're going to have a timeout. Brandon Smith wants a full timeout here for Sandpoint. Their coach, both teams will gather along the sideline. The Sandpoint coach calls a timeout, but I think probably the New Haven guys that need a break. As we mentioned, Sandpoint only brings, New Haven only brings 6 players to the tournament. And so, not a lot of opportunities for rest for their players. 4:37 to go here in the half. Sandpoint leads it by 6. Both of these teams have a lot of very talented players. Really fun to watch. You can, if you want on the internet, you can go to bbbsd.net/live, and you should be able to see this game being streamed on the internet, and you'll hear the audio as well. So we're glad you can listen to the game on KSDP, but you can watch it as well on bbbsd.net/live. We are back underway after the full timeout. Anthony Webster has the ball for Sandpoint. Puts up a long shot, a little bit of a wild shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Josh Clark. Gives it off here to Matthew Tretikov at New Haven. Will work their offense now. Jared Payne almost loses the ball, gets it back to Jade Tretikov. Long three-pointer put up by Matthew Tretikov is good. 10 points for Matthew Tretikov, and it's a 3-point ball game at 23-20. There's a long pass underneath to Starnes. Nice pass by Ortega to Jesse Starnes, who puts it up and in. He's got 6. Matthew Tretikov now to Paul Clay. Underneath to Clark. Nice play by Clark. Paul Clay, he'll try his hand at a three-pointer, and nothing but net for Paul Clay, his first three. And it's a two-point ball game, 25-23. New Haven starts hitting the three-pointers. This could get real interesting. Ortega on the dribble out front. Drives down the lane. Nice pass to Smith. Smith, the little runner around the rim and out. No good. Matthew Tretikoff with the rebound. He gets it out to Jared Payne. New Haven a chance to tie it or take the lead here. Tretikoff, long three-pointer. Wow. I'm not exaggerating. He was over by the bench of Sandpoint, probably 10 feet beyond the three-point line, and he took a kind of an ill-advised shot and did not make the shot that he was fouled. Fouled by Jesse Starnes, and that's going to put Matthew Tretikoff to the line to shoot three free throws, a chance to tie the game or even take the lead if he hits them all. This is the first one. He'll shoot three here. This is the first one. Second free throw is good. So now it's a one-point ball game. Matthew Tretikoff with 11 in the game and a chance to tie the game up here with this free throw. It is no good, but the rebound is going to be taken down here by Jared Payne of New Haven. So still a chance for New Haven to do some damage. Turnaround jumper by Josh Clark, no good. And it'll be a missed opportunity there for New Haven. They had three free throws and a couple more shots and didn't get anything to go down, so they still trail it by one. Here comes Ryder Gunderson to Webster. Anthony Webster has the ball knocked out of his hand, and it's going to be New Haven ball. I'm going to say that was off Webster's hand. Talented young man, Anthony Webster. Lost the handle on it that time. Comes Tretikoff behind the back, drives down the lane, little runner right-handed, no good. And the rebound by Carl Smith for 10 points. And a fast break here, up and in by Joseph Ortega. Nice drive. First points of the morning here for Ortega. And that stretches the lead back out to three for Sandpoint. Payne inside to Clark. Down in the corner, three-pointer put up by Matthew Tretikoff. No good, but we've got a pushing foul underneath. That's going to be pushing on Carl Smith. He was trying to get the 6'4" Josh Clark out of the way. So still not a shooting foul. Inbound here to Jaden Tretikoff. Tretikoff shoots, misses. Up and in, though, on the follow-up by Matthew Tretikoff. He's got 13, and it's a one-point game once again. Kind of a pushing foul on one of the New Haven players before the ball could even be inbounded. Not sure what that's about. 27-26, Sandpoint by one. 2:13 to go in the half. Ortega to Ryder Gunderson. Throws it in the corner to Webster. Webster on the dribble. He'll drive down the lane and put up a runner, and there's a collision. And Webster got hit in the head. He's down on the floor, and he's not feeling well. Went driving down the lane, and somebody went up for the block. It kind of slapped at the ball, and I think they didn't get ball. Instead, they got Anthony Webster's head. He's back up on his feet, and he's at the free throw line. He'll be shooting a couple free throws. He looks like he's okay. So with exactly 2 minutes to go here in the half, Anthony Webster will shoot a couple of free throws. That foul was on Josh Clark. His first foul, first free throw is no good by Anthony Webster. Second free throw by Webster is good. Anthony's got 11 points in the ball game, and it's a two-point game. New Haven has the ball under 2 minutes to go here in the half. Jared Payne on the dribble out front. Gets it underneath to Clark. Clark underneath the basket, lays it up and in on a nice little reverse shot. Josh Clark with 10 points, and we're all tied up at 28. Joseph Ortega gives it to the right side to Jesse Starnes. Starnes drives down the lane, puts up a nice little one-handed runner, and that one's good. He's got 8 points. Back to the two-point lead for Sandpoint. New Haven, left side to Matthew Tretikoff. Three-pointer, no good. And on the rebound, it's going to be a foul on Paul Clay. 1 minute, 20 seconds to go here in the half. 30-28 is the score. Sandpoint with the lead. They'll have the ball after the foul on New Haven. That foul was on Paul Clay, his first. 16 fouls for Sandpoint, 4 for New Haven. Ryder Gunderson on the dribble. Gives it to Starnes. Starnes tried to pass it over to Carl Smith, but it goes right past him and out of bounds. Little wide on that pass. But the turnover on Sandpoint. New Haven will have the ball once again, trailing by 2. There's a pass high to Matthew Tretikoff over his head and out of bounds. Turnover by New Haven. A couple of sloppy trips up and down the floor here for both teams. Under a minute now to go in the half. Ortega on the dribble, drives down the lane. And they're going to say he carried the ball. Ortega does not agree. Made a nice behind-the-back pass. But before he did that, they say he carried the ball. So New Haven has it now with 45 seconds to go in the half. Matthew Tretikoff out front to Payne. Payne thought about the three, drives down the lane, gets it to Clark. Clark puts it up. Somebody had a hand on the ball, missed the shot. And it'll be Sandpoint coming the other way fast. Starnes cross court to Webster. Webster's going to drive down the lane. Pops, hit. Nice shot, Anthony Webster, 13 points, 22 seconds to go here in the half, 32-28, four-point lead for Sandpoint. Comes Tretikoff, over to Jaden Tretikoff, back to Matthew, inside to Josh Clark. Clark out front to Payne. Payne drives, puts a runner up, no call. Now he gets the ball back, puts up a shot, that one no good. Rebound down with 1 second left. The buzzer's down, and we've come to the end of the first half. Missed opportunities for New Haven on that trip down the floor. But we've come to the halftime. Great action here. First half at the Sockeye Classic. Sandpoint Eagles against the New Haven Malamutes. Halftime score 32-28. Sandpoint with the lead over New Haven. Sandpoint was led in scoring in that first half by Anthony Webster. He had 13. Jesse Starnes, 8. Carl Smith, 5. Ryder Gunderson, 4. Joseph Ortega with 2. For New Haven, Matthew Tretikoff has 13, Josh Clark had 10, Paul Clay had 1 3-pointer, Jared Payne had 2 points. So, good first half. We'll look forward to a lot of action here in the second half as well. Sandpoint with the lead, 32-28 at halftime. We'll take about an 8-minute break, and we'll be back for second half action from the Sockeye Classic. And welcome back to basketball. Here at the 23rd Annual Sockeye Classic at Naknek, we are just underway in the second half. Sandpoint has the ball. Long three-pointer from the corner there by Anthony Webster is no good. Rebound picked up by Ortega up and in. Joseph Ortega with a nice putback, and that stretches it out to a 6-point lead here for Sandpoint as we just are underway here in the second half. Inside to Clark. Josh Clark shoots, misses, gets his own rebound. Tries to pass it into the corner to Matthew Tretikoff, and it's knocked out of bounds. Great first half of basketball action here between New Haven and Sandpoint, a couple of very talented teams. Inbound pass here by New Haven is stolen away. Nice job by Carl Smith. Long three-pointer, no good. Picked up by Ryder Gunderson. He misses the shot. Saved here by Sandpoint. Jumper down in the corner by Anthony Webster is no good, and the rebound pulled out here finally by New Haven. Matthew Tretikoff out front. Passes it back out to Jaden Tretikoff. New Haven operating with only 6 players, and Eric Hill sprained his ankle. So they've got 5 guys on the floor, and they're going to be here probably the rest of the game. Ball is lost on the floor here by New Haven. Possession arrow is in favor of the Malamutes, so they'll keep the ball. Josh Clark will be throwing it inbounds. Slaps the ball underneath his own basket, throws it out front to Jaden Tretikoff. Jaden drives down the right side, passes it off the hand of Ryder Gunderson, gathered in by Jared Payne. So New Haven, despite the errant pass there, maintains possession. Tretikoff to Clay, trying to force it into Josh Clark. And Josh is guarded closely there. It's tough to get a clean pass into him. He loses the ball out of bounds after he tried to retain possession, but going to go back here now to Sandpoint. There's a steal by Matthew Tretikoff. He's going to go the length of the floor, lay it up, and he's fouled. fouled by Anthony Webster. Matthew Chedikov will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul on Webster is his third. That'd be an issue for Sandpoint if Anthony Webster were to get into even more serious foul trouble. Matthew Chedikov to shoot a couple of free throws here. His first one is good. First point of the half here for New Haven. Second free throw by Matthew Chedikov. That one's around the rim and out, but nice rebound by Josh Clark. Back to Chedikov for three. Around the rim and out, no good. Rebound to Ortega. Ahead to Webster. Webster, nice. No, excuse me, that was Starnes. Pass to Webster. Missed the shot, and the rebound taken out of there by New Haven. Comes Jared Payne for the Malamutes. Leaves it off to Chedikov. Chedikov, the runner, up around the back, off the backboard, no good. Ball on the floor, taken away by Joseph Ortega. The pass ahead now to Ryder Gunderson. Gunderson loses it out of bounds on the way up the floor. So, once again, it'll be going back here to New Haven. 34-29, just under 6 minutes to go in that third quarter. 5-point lead for Sandpoint. They've led most of the game, but never by very much. Three-pointer by Payne is no good. Rebound to Starnes. He'll bring it the other way. Takes it all the way. Lays it up a little hard off the backboard. Out front to Carl Smith on the rebound. He shoots and misses. He shot an air ball, and there's going to be a pushing foul. I believe that's going to be on Ryder Gunderson. Yep, Ryder Gunderson. His first foul. And it'll be New Haven ball. 5:33 to go here in the third quarter. New Haven will operate. Chedikov for three. Misses that one. He has been really cold on the three-pointers for the most part here this morning. Joseph Ortega brings it all the way the other way. Passes it to Gunderson. To Carl Smith, who went in for the jam. And missed the jam, rattled the rim a lot, and he's looking at his right hand. He looks like he might have hurt his hand on the rim there. Guy gets a dunk. It's pretty exciting, but sometimes more a little bit wiser to maybe just lay the ball in. New Haven. With the ball coming back the other way, makes an errant pass, throws it out of bounds, and it'll go back to Sandpoint again. Still 34-29, 5-point lead for Sandpoint, 4:44 to go here in the third quarter. Ortega, right side to Webster, drives the lane, has his shot blocked by Payne, ahead to Chedikov. Chedikov takes it all the way in, lays it up, no good, and we're going to have a foul. This one's going to be on Jared Payne, I believe. Couple opportunities there for each team, but not converting. Shots aren't falling here in the second half. 3 points total have been scored. Two by Sandpoint, one by New Haven as we played half the third quarter. Joseph Ortega over to Ryder Gunderson. Long, long three-pointer by Webster. No good. Rebound Clay. Clay throws it to Smith. Smith steals it, puts it up and in. Carl Smith has 7 points, and it's a 7-point lead. For Sandpoint, Jared Payne, he's going to drive, takes it, lays it up off the backboard and in, and he's fouled by Jesse Starnes. Jared Payne with the two-pointer on the nice layup. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. That's three fouls. They call that on Joseph Ortega. That's three on him. So both guards have three fouls for Sandpoint. The free throw by Jared Payne is good. He completes the three-point play. And it's back to a 4-point game, 36-32. Sandpoint with the lead. Ryder Gunderson with it on the left side. Drives down the left base, puts up a runner, no good. Gets his own rebound. Back out front to Ortega. Ortega's going to drive down the lane. And there's going to be a foul out on the floor. That's going to be on Matthew Chedikov. Second team foul on New Haven, so it'll be out of bounds here to Sandpoint. Joseph Ortega will throw it in. Long pass out front to Starnes. Starnes on the dribble. nowhere to go with it. And Starnes was in trouble. Thought he might almost get called for a double dribble there as he drops the ball. Picked it back up, but Brant Smith, the coach for Sandpoint, quickly up off the bench and calls a timeout. So we'll have a little break in the action here with 3 minutes and 32 seconds to go in the third quarter. Boy, these games fly by. Watch the teams go up and down the court, and from my perspective, just try to keep up with the action, and the next thing you know, you're halfway through the third quarter, and another good ball game. Sandpoint will have the ball when play resumes here. They lead it by four. There's 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Sandpoint girls won one of the most exciting games I've seen in a long time just earlier this morning. Won on a last second shot. Might have that kind of a finish in this game. There's a errant pass by Sandpoint, now stolen away. Here comes Matthew Tretikoff for New Haven. He's going to take it all the way in, misses the shot. Rebound down to Josh Clark. Gives it to Payne. Jared Payne for three, and that one's good. Jared Payne has 8 points, and it's a one-point ball game. Sandpoint by one. Here comes Ryder Gunderson. Drives the left baseline. Back out front to Carl Smith for three. That one off the mark. Rebound taken down by Matthew Tretikoff, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Anthony Webster. Anthony Webster picked up his fourth foul, I believe. That's right. So that's an issue for Sandpoint. Jerry Payne will bring it down for New Haven after that foul. Nice crossover dribble by Payne. Pass up to Clark, who lays it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Passes back out to Payne. Payne now up the middle. He shoots. Gets it to Clark. 3 seconds on Josh Clark in the lane. A couple of good opportunities there for New Haven. They missed it. Boy, when you drive the ball into the lane here, you better be ready for contact because both teams are not letting anybody go to the basket freely. After the foul there on the three-second call, on Clark, Sandpoint brings the ball the other way, and it's going to be a foul on Jade Tretikoff. He fouled Anthony Webster. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Webster still in the game with four fouls. Nobody coming in off the bench. Webster's going to have to be careful. Inbound pass to Starnes. Loses the ball. Here comes Matthew Tretikoff. Lays it up. No good for New Haven. Tretikoff had a couple of breakaways and really hasn't done a good job with them. Sandpoint with the ball again. Ryder Gunderson out to Carl Smith. Smith drives down the lane. Puts up a wild shot. No good. Rebound Josh Clark. Hands it off to Matthew Tretikoff. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. 1 point lead for Sandpoint. Long three-pointer. No good by Matthew Tretikoff. The rebound Josh Clark. Puts the shot up. His shot is blocked by Carl Smith. A couple of big boys there. Here comes a little flurry of activity out by midcourt. Sorry, I kind of got lost in the action there, and ball went out of bounds. They're going to say it belongs to Sandpoint. Both teams thought they deserved the possession there. Inbound pass. Inbound pass comes into Ryder Gunderson. He's pushed out of bounds by Paul Clay. Going to be a foul on Paul Clay, his second. Sandpoint will be inbounding it here. Sandpoint gets it inbound to Webster. Webster drives up the lane, gives it off to Gunderson, inside to Starnes. He brings it back out to the top of the key. Now he's going to come down the lane, hands it off to Webster, who puts it up and in. Nice pass. Nice bucket by Anthony Webster. 3-point ball game now, 1.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. New Haven runs their offense. Paul Clay, three-pointer, and nothing but net. That's going to tie the game up. Paul Clay, second three-pointer of the ball game, and they're going to say that was a two-pointer maybe. But that is put on the line. So 38-37, still a one-point lead for Sandpoint. Now the ball is stripped away, stolen by New Haven. And we've got a foul on New Haven. They did just give a two-pointer there to Paul Clay. So he has 5 points in the game, 38-37. So Sandpoint has the ball and the one-point lead here. 1:10 to go now in the third quarter. Inbound pass comes to Joseph Ortega. He's guarded closely by Jaden Tretikoff. Ortega to Starnes. Starnes down the lane. Passes it back out to Webster. Almost loses it. Webster back to Starnes. Inside to Ortega. To Smith. Smith has the ball tapped away and stolen here by New Haven. Play to Jared Payne. Jared Payne, he's going to drive down the lane. Passes it outside to Clay. Two-pointer. No good. That one goes over the backboard. Gathered in by, didn't hit anything. So the Sandpoint gets to keep possession. The pass ahead, Ryder Gunderson shoots, misses, and grabbed out of the air by Jared Payne, who was standing on the out-of-bounds line. So the ball will go back to Sandpoint. 31 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Webster gets it into Gunderson. Ryder Gunderson drives the baseline, has the ball knocked out of his hand, stolen away. Here comes the Malamute with 21 seconds. Matthew Tretikoff drives down the lane, little floater, can't get it to fall. The rebound battle for taken away by Matthew Tretikoff. Some contact. They end up on the floor. A couple of guys. No call. 8 seconds as Sandpoint brings the ball down. Here comes Webster. We've got a hurt player. That's going to be Joseph Ortega, who's hurt. And underneath the basket, you got Andrew Webster. He's on the floor looking at his hand. It's getting very physical, needless to say. Ortega's going to have to sit down. There's 4.4 seconds to go on the clock. Sandpoint maintaining a one-point lead into the ballgame is going to be number three. That's Parker Larson for the Eagles. Also coming in is going to be Wolf Jackson, number 25. And Webster sits down, and Joseph Ortega sits down. Wolf Jackson will throw it in here, 4.4 seconds to go. Jackson does manage to get it into Larson. The Ryder Gunderson, who shoots and misses, and the shot put up. And they're going to say it counts. Is that Jesse Starnes? They're going to give him the basket. Jesse Starnes at the buzzer with the putback. I believe that was Starnes. He's got 10 in the ballgame. Buzzer has sounded here. We've come to the end of the third quarter. Sandpoint leads it by 3, 40-37. We'll be back in just a moment for an exciting fourth quarter.
Oh, man, it doesn't get any closer than this. Both the Lady Eagles and the Sandpoint boys are keeping it real tight this morning. Sandpoint's up by 3. Malamute's nipping at the heels, almost tied it there, and then almost took the lead, but Sandpoint doing a good job keeping their composure and hanging on. We'll see what happens as we enter into the fourth quarter. Don't forget that tonight at 4:30, we will have the King Cove boys going against Dillingham. Again, 4:30 for that game. And then there is also a the Aleutians Eastboro School District is having their school board meeting today at 6:30, I believe. So make sure if you're interested in attending that, you go down to the district office where they will be having, again, the Sandpoint School District meeting at 6:30 tonight here in Sandpoint. All right, it's time for the final quarter here. It's the Sockeye Classic 23rd Annual. Jeff Swanson bringing us fantastic coverage of this game. Sandpoint hangs on to the lead, but only by 3. Let's see if they can keep it going all the way for the win. Jeff Swanson here at Bristol Bay.
Fourth quarter is now underway, and Sandpoint with the possession to start, and a nice drive right down the lane by Jesse Starnes. He scores a nice little layup, scoop shot, and it's a 5-point lead for Sandpoint. New Haven on their end of the floor. A couple of New Haven players collided, and the ball went out of bounds. So Sandpoint now with the 5-point lead and the ball. It'll be Jesse Starnes bringing it down for the Eagles. Right side to Ortega, underneath to Webster. Webster underneath to Smith. Smith on the left baseline, shoots, misses. Tap up and in by Jesse Starnes. He has been very active here the last couple of minutes. And it's a 7-point ball game. New Haven, Jared Payne out front with the ball. Thought about the three, decides not to shoot it. Matthew Tretikoff, step back, thought about the three, gives it off to Payne. Payne does shoot a 3-pointer, and it's no good. We're going to have a foul here. I'm going to say Payne was fouled on that shot. three-point shot. And so it looks like Jared Payne's going to go to the free throw line. That's the third foul. Fourth, make it the fourth foul on Ortega. Three free throws for Jared Payne. First one is no good. He'll have a couple more here. That one's good. So Jared Payne has 9 points in the game, and it's a six-point game. Anthony Webster sits down on the bench, and into the ball game is Wolf Jackson. Payne, free throw, no good. Rebound down to Starnes, who has really played a great end of third quarter and beginning of the fourth quarter here. Ortega with the ball out front for Sandpoint. They have a six-point lead and the ball. Comes Wolf Jackson on the drive. Shoots it up and in. Nice drive on the right baseline by Wolf Jackson. He fouled his first 2 points of the afternoon. He hits his little runner on the right baseline, and he's fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line. Second foul on Jaden Tredikoff. Wolf Jackson. With the free throw is up and no good. Rebound, Josh Clark. Ahead to Jared Payne. 8 point ball game now. Jaden Tredikoff, Jared Payne up front. Jared's going to stop inside the 3 point line. Hits a nice 2-pointer. Jared Payne has 11 in the ball game. 46-40. It's a 6 point ball game. Comes Ortega down the lane. Wild shot, no good. Rebound battle for, taken out of there by Jonathan Tredikoff. It's going to be a foul on Starnes. Not sure how many that is on Jesse Starnes. Looks like it's the not going to be a shooting. Should be in the bonus yet. Sixth team foul, I thought. That was on Jesse Starnes, his second foul. For some reason, Matthew Tredikoff's going to the free throw line. It is, yeah. It's only the sixth team foul, so that's not going to be a shooting foul. It'll be New Halen ball underneath the basket on the far end of the court. So Josh Clark will be throwing it in. Does get it in now to Matthew Tredikoff, so we've got about 6:15 to go here in the ballgame. Sandpoint hanging on to their six-point lead. Matthew Tredikoff inside to Clark. Clark, turnaround jumper, left-hander, up and in. Nice play by Josh Clark. He's got 12, and it's back to a four-point game. Jesse Starnes brings it across right at the middle of the half court. Drives down the right side, drives down the lane, lays it up and in. Just dribbled right through everybody. Very porous defense by New Halen. He was able to just weave his way in between the defenders and lay it up and in. And Coach Bob Rychnovsky from up in New Halen calls timeout. He wants to tell the boys they need to play a little defense. 48-42 after the basket by Starnes. He's the leading scorer in the ballgame now with 16, if I've got my scoring correct here. 48-42. Sandpoint with the lead. Everybody will be shooting 1-1 from here on in. 17 fouls on New Halen. 6 on Sandpoint, so the next one will be 1-1. Game that's close like this, of course, the free throws are a big part of the outcome. New Halen has not had their best shooting game. They've made a few, but they've missed a lot. It'd be a very different ball game had they been hitting some of the threes that they've attempted. See what happens here in the last 6 minutes. Jared Payne brings it down after we resume play after the timeout. There's going to be a reach-in foul. It's going to be on Ryder Gunderson, I believe. Nope, that's Joseph Ortega. He just fouled out of the ballgame. Ortega fouls out. Anthony Webster has 4 fouls, and if he picks up a fifth, the complexion of the game is going to change a little bit. Webster picked up his 4th foul with about 6 minutes gone in that third quarter. He's been playing pretty careful since. Jared Payne will shoot 1-1 here. Free throw is no good. Josh Clark comes up with the rebound. Gives it back out to Payne. Payne shoots and misses. Rebound hauled out of there by Starnes. Sarn's going to come quickly the other way, drive it all the way in, put a shot up, no good. Rebound down to Clark, to Clay, passes it ahead to Matthew Chetnikoff. That was an ill-advised pass. It's stolen away by Sandpoint. Sandpoint with the ball now and the six-point lead. Still 5.5 minutes to go, so a lot of time. Ryder Gunderson drives in the lane, puts up a wild left-hander, no good. He's fouled on the floor. Looks like Ryder will be shooting 1-1. I think the foul maybe was on Payne. I think that's his third. 48-42, Sandpoint with the lead. 5.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter of the ballgame. So Ryder Gunderson, left-hander, puts up a first one. He makes that one, so he'll get another one. His fifth point of the game, Ryder Gunderson. Second free throw by Gunderson is around the rim and in. 6 points for Ryder, and it's an 8-point lead now for Sandpoint. Seems like things could change very quickly in this game, though, so we'll see what happens. There goes Payne, little scoop shot, up and in. What a shot by Jarrett Payne. Drove through a couple of players and then scooped it up with his left hand, and it rolled around the rim and in. Big basket for New Haven. Out front, Starn. Starn, three-pointer, banks it off and in. I don't know if he called that off the board, but he banked it in. Starnes with three, and he's got 19 in the game. Inside to Josh Clark on the other end. He puts it up and in for two, and it's a 7-point ball game, 53-46. We're under five now to go in the ball game. Starnes on the dribble on the right side, driving through the lane again. Going to be a reach-in foul on New Haven. Like they're going to call that one on Jarrett Payne. That's going to be his fourth. That could get interesting. I think that's Payne's fourth foul, and the only player on the bench is Eric Hill, and he sprained his ankle in the first half and has not come back into the game. So whether he's able to play or not, I don't know. So if Payne fouls out, it might be 5-on-4. Free throw is missed by Starnes. So New Haven will bring it up with Matthew Chetnikoff. He's going to drive in. Stops, cross court to Jared Payne. Thought about the three, drives in, gives it off to Clark, who loses it. Gives it back to Paul Clay. Out front to Jared Payne. Across to Matthew Chetnikoff for three. No good. Rebound Clay. Up, no good. Rebound down. Stolen away. And underneath the basket, it's knocked out of bounds there. And I thought they could have called a foul right there on Anthony Webster. And they did not. He would have been out of the game, but ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's off New Haven, and Sandpoint is going to have the ball. So it's 53-46, 7-point lead here for Sandpoint. Timeout on the floor with 4 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the ballgame. That's a lot of time. A couple of threes, things can change very quickly either way. Could be a very comfortable lead for Sandpoint, or it could be a nice comeback for New Haven. Next game we'll have here on KSDP is at 4:30, King Cove against Dillingham. That's a boys' game. We'll bring that to you at 4:30. Great game here earlier this morning. Brittany Gardner hit about a 12-foot shot as she was running down the lane as time expired. She hit the shot to give Sandpoint Lady Eagles a 1-point victory. That was quite a ballgame. After the timeout now, we're ready to resume play. 4:14 to go in the ballgame. Sandpoint has the ball and the 7-point lead. Ryder Gunderson gets it in to Jesse Starnes. Starnes dribbles up on the right side. Gets a screen. Underneath to Ryder Gunderson, the pass went right through his hands and out of bounds. Turnover by Sandpoint. Here comes New Haven. Matthew Chetnikoff behind the back, down the lane, little runner. Can't get it to go, but Clark goes for the shot to put it back, and he fouled. I believe that foul is going to be on Wolf Jackson. Josh Clark, active under the basket. He'll go to the free throw line. under 4 minutes to go now in the game. Josh Clark hits free throw around the rim, off the backboard, and in. Every point important for New Halen as they try to get back in the game. They're down by six now, 53-47. Second free throw by Josh Clark is also good. And it's a five-point game at 53-48. Jesse Starnes will bring it down for Sandpoint. Guarded there by Jarrett Payne, the Ryder Gunderson. Gunderson back to Starnes. Starnes going to drive down the lane, kicks it out to Smith. Smith, the little runner, no good. Rebound battle for, taken out of there by Wolf Jackson. Nice offensive rebound for Sandpoint. Now driving down the basket, up and in by Jesse Starnes. He has been tough to handle for New Halen. Gets the layup. Starnes has 17. Payne over to Paul Clay. Clay wide open for three. No good. And on the rebound, little contact under there, no call. And Sandpoint has the ball and the seven-point lead here with 3 minutes to go in the game. Starnes out front. He's going to drive down the lane again, lays it up. No call underneath the basket. The rebound, though, to Wolf Jackson. Wolf Jackson's called for double dribble. And as I said before, it's getting pretty physical out there. Starnes went down the lane and got hammered. That time it looked like there was no call. And then the double dribble call on Wolf Jackson. So New Haven will have the ball. We've got timeout on the floor now. Another timeout here by Coach Rick Noski for New Halen. 55-48, seven-point ball game. A couple of teams filing in, getting ready for the next game. That's going to be the Port Allsworth girls against the Dillingham girls. Next game here on KSDP will be at 4:30 this afternoon, King Cove and Dillingham. That'll be a boys' game. Timeout here. We'll be resuming action in just a second with 3:01 to go in the ballgame. It'll be New Halen ball here after the timeout. Matthew Tretikoff will throw it in. Gets it into Jarrett Payne. Payne's going to come right down the middle of the court. Gives it off to Tretikoff as he weaves out front. Tretikoff going to drive, lay it up. Again, tons of contact, no call. And the shot is missed. And so Sandpoint gets the ball back. Jesse Starnes with it. He's going to drive down the lane, almost loses the handle, throws it back out to Webster. Webster for three, no good. Rebound Carl Smith, back out to Webster. Now he's going to drive and shoot. That shot missed everything. Wolf Jackson puts it up, no good. And it's going to be Sandpoint ball. Inbound pass comes to Starnes. Starnes going to drive into the lane, lay it up, and in. Hard drive to the basket once again. And Starnes has been just lethal here in the second half. There's a three-pointer put up by Matthew Tretikoff. And Starnes commits the foul. It's going to be three free throws for Matthew Tretikoff. How many fouls that is on Starnes? Three on him. 2:14 to go here in the ballgame. Matthew Tretikoff to shoot three. It's a nine-point ballgame now, 57-48. Free throw up by Matthew Tretikoff is good. It's 15th point of the game. He's got two more. Chance to pull New Halen a little bit closer. Second free throw is good. Matthew Tretikoff will shoot another one here. If he can make all three. Looks like he didn't. That one was short. The rebound taken down by Josh Clark. Back to Tretikoff for three. No good. Rebound gathered in by Jaden Tretikoff to Paul Clay for three. His shot no good, and the rebound taken down finally by Starnes. Starnes will bring it quickly the other way. Tries to throw it underneath to Webster off of his hand and out of bounds. And it'll be New Halen ball. They're trailing it by 7, 57-50. Minute 58 to go now in the game. Jarrett Payne will bring it down. Payne to Tretikoff. Tretikoff wide open for three. No good. Josh Clark with the rebound. Gives it to Tretikoff. Drives in, puts it up and in. Matthew Tretikoff, 18 points, and it's a 5-point game. Sandpoint with the ball now. Minute 40 to go. Here's Webster. Webster is fouled out front there by Matthew Tretikoff. Matthew wanted to say that Webster was given at the elbow, but Webster is going to go to the free throw line here to shoot two, I believe. It's a double bonus at this point. Webster already has 15 in the game. A couple of free throws. That one's off the back of the rim and no good. Another free throw coming here for Webster. That one is good. And it's a six-point game, 58-52. Here come the Malamutes. Jared Payne, he stops way out front, shoots three, and gets it to go. Round bounced around and then dropped. Jared Payne for three, and it's a three-point game at 58-55. And then we've got an infraction here as Sandpoint inbounds the ball. They stepped over the line, and they turn it over. And so New Haven has the ball now, trailing by three. Matthew Tretikoff to Jared Payne. Payne drives down the lane, gets it to Clark, who throws it out to Tretikoff for three. Misses the shot. Jared Payne on the putback is fouled. He didn't get the shot to go, but he's fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is on Carl Smith. And just that quick, it's a three-point game. Second foul on Carl Smith, 58-55. Sandpoint still leads it by three. Jared Payne will shoot a couple of free throws. First one, no good. He needed these free throws, but this is the first one. And we're going to have another timeout here by New Haven. 1 minute, 19 seconds to go in the ball game. It's a three-point game. When we come back, Jared Payne will be at the free throw line shooting one more free throw. Each team has committed over 10 fouls now, so two free throws every time you're fouled here the rest of the way. Well, Sandpoint fans have been treated to a couple of great games here this morning. The girls pulling it out on a last-second shot earlier this morning. And the boys trying to hang on here to this game. They lead it by three with a minute 19 to go. New Haven at the free throw line, a chance to get a little bit closer here. Jared Payne. This free throw is up, and that one's good. He's got 17 points in the game. It's a two-point game. Sandpoint with the ball. Minute 15 to go. Starnes brings it across midcourt, trying to protect the two-point lead. Starnes is going to drive on the right side, stop, shoots a little jumper off the backboard and in. He has been money this whole second half. He's got 25 in the game. It's a four-point game. Payne looking for a screen. Gets it off now to Matthew Tretikoff. Matthew's going to drive. Lays it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Matthew Tretikoff with 20. And it's back to a two-point game now. 47 seconds to go. 60-58. Starnes brings it down. Dribble on the right side. Going to go up the lane. Passes over to Webster for three. Nothing but net. Anthony Webster with a big three-pointer. That one might seal the game. Here comes Payne. Gives it back to Matthew Tretikoff for three. Nothing but net for Tretikoff. He's got 23. And it's back to a two-point game. 25 seconds to go. And Sandpoint brings the ball down. Nobody there. Starnes right up the middle. Lays it up and in. No defense for New Haven. Four-point lead. Matthew Tretikoff loses the ball on the way down. And with 10.5 seconds to go, it looks like Sandpoint might just pull this game out. They've led most of the way, but have been threatened all along the way. New Haven just keeps making runs. That's a fifth foul, I believe, on Matthew Tretikoff. And Eric Hill, sprained ankle and all, is going to have to come back into the game. Good ball game by Matthew Tretikoff. 10.5 seconds to go here. We've got timeout on the floor. 65-61, Sandpoint with the lead. Difference in the game here in the second half has been Jesse Starnes, who has 27 points in the game. And I believe 19 of those have come here in the second half. He just went wild here in the fourth quarter. So there's timeout on the floor here. Two-point lead, I guess is what it says on the scoreboard, 65-63. Sandpoint with the lead. It's a two-point lead. I think there's a question about the score here. Brandon Smith, the coach for Sandpoint, was over to the scorer's table, too. He said it was a four-point lead here a minute ago, but I guess they missed the basket by the Malibu. So it's 65-63, a two-point ball game. Carl Smith will be at the free throw line here shooting two. 10.5 seconds. He could seal the game if he could make these. So two free throws for Carl Smith. The first one is off the back of the rim, no good. That gives New Halen a chance, a three-pointer. Even if he makes this one, could still tie the game. 10 seconds, plenty of time to get down the floor. Carl Smith, second free throw is good. So 8 points for Carl Smith. Here comes New Halen, 7 seconds. Jared Payne with the ball. Over to Josh Clark, who shoots and misses. Fires up a wild three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. The rebound pulled out of there by Wolf Jackson. The buzzer's down. Josh Clark had 2 3-pointers there in the last couple seconds that could have tied the game. Didn't get either one of them to fall, and the buzzer sounds. The game ends. Sandpoint wins it by a score of 66-63. 3-point win for Sandpoint. What a ball game. Sandpoint wins 2 games here this morning. Good morning for the Eagles of Sandpoint. Girls and boys both pulling out big wins. For Sandpoint, Jesse Starnes had 27 points. Anthony Webster had 19. Carl Smith had 8. Ryder Gunderson had 6. Joseph Ortega with 4. Wolf Jackson with 2. And for New Halen, Matthew Tretikoff with 23. Jared Payne, 17. Josh Clark, 16. And Paul Clay had 5 points. Nice win for the Sandpoint Eagles. They win it 66-63. We'll be back on the air with more basketball. King Cove boys at 4:30. Thanks for listening to basketball here on KSCP.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the coverage as always. All right, man. Sandpoint comes off with a pair of wins this morning. Close both times. 66-63 the final score as the boys win with 3 points in their favor. As Jeff just mentioned, there will be basketball tonight at 4:30. It's going to be the T-Jacks going up against Dillingham, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But for now, we're going to go and listen to a little bit of music. We're getting pretty close to the 12 o'clock hour, which means 80s is coming up here. If you're in Sandpoint, tune in, 91.9. It's classic rock in the mornings and then modern music all day and all night. So